At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Good morning from KDKA in Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Rasmussen. Here are the top stories we're following on Monday, June 18th. Heat is hitting the Midwest, and it's heading our way today. National Weather Service meteorologist Dan Peterson.
The heat will gradually sink into the central and then the southern U.S. And so what's going to happen is temperatures in the mid-90s will occur across much of the mid-Mississippi Valley, Ohio Valley, and into Pennsylvania and New York.
AccuWeather's forecasting a high of 92 in Pittsburgh today. Tomorrow and the rest of the week, the heat will ease with highs around 80. A man is hospitalized after being shot by a state trooper in Fayette County Sunday afternoon. State police responded to a call about a suspicious person on Hopwood Fairchance Road in South Union Township around 4 p.m. Eric Morgan says he saw a man walking up the road with a Sawzall blade and decided to call the cops. Morgan told KDKA-TV what happened later.
I seen there was probably 20 cop cars, and I asked the officer, I said, what happened? He said, well, he tried to attack all of us, and so they had to put him down.
No officers were injured. This unidentified man is under guard at the hospital. State police will release more information about the shooting at an 11 a.m. news conference. The curtain comes down tonight on a Pittsburgh institution for more than 80 years. As KDKA Radio's Joe DeSteele reports, it's lights out at the Pittsburgh Playhouse.
The Oakland Landmark is really three buildings, a social club, a house, and the former Tree of Life Synagogue. Opened in 1934, producing director Kim Martin says hundreds upon hundreds of actors have come through.
Shirley Jones came through here. She started her career here. Israel Horowitz premiered a number of plays here. John Cazale, who was Fredo in The Godfather.
Point Park University, which took over the Playhouse in the 1970s, holds a Lights Out celebration tonight. The new downtown Playhouse opens in October. Joe DeSteele, News Radio 1020 KDKA.
And I'm Paul Rasmussen.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.